Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to This Week in Renewables, your bite-sized roundup renewable stories over the last 7 days. Wind, hydro, solar, hydrogen, you name it, we discuss. I'm your host, Mr. Digital Panchala, the voice you can trust. Don't forget to do all the good stuff, the liking, comment and sharing. It really does help the visibility of this podcast. So for everyone that likes and shares and recommends to their own network, thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated. Available on all streaming platforms. We don't discriminate here. YouTube, LinkedIn, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Twitter, TikTok. I think that's all of them. It's been a very interesting week for those who are in the UK, such as myself, hashtag Boris Johnson, and the same for the renewable sector. Very, very busy at the moment. This week, I'm going to start off with some hydropower news. And I was reading an interesting article by the International Energy Agency, the IEA, who have suggested that an additional 40 gigawatts of hydropower is needed in Africa by 2030, which would require the doubling of investments with a significant chunk needed from the private sector. The Africa Energy Outlook 2022, which includes a Sustainable Africa Scenario, SAS, explores how to transform the Africa's energy sector to achieve development in goals and a shift to a more affordable, cleaner, most importantly, source of energy. Quite interestingly, the Eddie Rich, the chief executive of the International Hydropower Association, commented that in order to achieve this 40 gigawatts of more power, a dramatic increase in hydropower investment and development was needed. With only 14 gigawatts of additional pipeline of 110 gigawatts of pipeline currently under construction. So it seems that there's been a big pipeline of projects in Africa, 110 gigawatts to be precise at the moment, but only 14 of that is actually in construction on the continent. So a lot more money is needed. And a lot of this money is going to need to come from the private sector, so pulling away from the likes of the World Bank, AFDB, among others. And it was also commented that the modernization of the aging African hydropower fleet would also help to meet this scenario, would help to meet this target. 60% of hydropower installed in the region is over 20 years old. To address this, the AFDB, which is the African Development Bank, is undertaking an Africa Hydropower Modernization Programme supported by the IHA, International Hydropower Association. This will enable existing plants to increase generation capacity at low cost and at relatively short lead times and minimum environmental impact. So it seems that hydropower, which is sometimes the forgotten source of renewable energy, but still number one, around the world, there's a lot of potential there, particularly in Africa, but a lot more money essentially is going to be needed. So interesting to see how the projects in Africa continue over the next couple of years, and hopefully with the kind of back of COVID behind us, we've seen an upkeep, an increase in projects installed and into construction. More news on the hydropower side and closer to home in Europe. And after 14 years of extensive testing, the Nantes de Trans pump storage project in Switzerland has been placed into operational as of the 1st of July. The 900 megawatts, a quite substantial size project, is set to, of course, play a critical and key role in the stabilization of the Swiss and European electricity grid. So good timing, contributing towards the security of supply of electricity in Switzerland. Nantes de Trans SA and its stakeholders Alpiq, SFR, IWB and FMV are to officially inaugurate the project in September this year. At the peak of construction, up to 650 workers were on the construction site, and some 60 companies. So this was really a large project of size and did a lot with regard to local employment. And now that we're into operation, hopefully we'll now start seeing the benefits. So congratulations to all those who were involved in that project over the last 14 years. It's great to see that it's finally in operation, with the inauguration taking place in September 2022. Some final news on the hydropower side, and a project close to home, as I've done some recruitment on this project before previously, and the Carrot project in Pakistan, which is a 720 megawatt hydroelectric project, has started commercial operation. The first hydropower type developed by the China Three Gorges under the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, CPEC, is beginning commercial operation as of Wednesday last week. Located in the Jhelum River in Pakistan's eastern Punjab region, the project started construction in April 2015, if I'm correct. It's the fourth stage of the five cascade hydropower stations planned for the Jhelum River. The project is expected to generate 3.2 billion kilowatt hours of clean energy per year, and will also provide a stable and cheap energy to Pakistan to meet the demand of electricity of roughly 5 million residents. So, really good to see that project into commercial operation. As I said, it's a project which is close to home for myself, as I've done a number of recruitment campaigns for that project over the last couple of years. Moving on from some hydropower news to some solar, and close to home here in the UK, EDF Renewables UK has submitted plans for planning application for a 50 megawatt solar farm project in Kent, southeast of England. The East Star solar project is located on the farmland south of the M20 and northeast of Arlington in the borough of Ashford. The submission of planning application follows two rounds of public consultation held during the summer and autumn of last year, 2021. The comments received both rounds have led to a number of design changes, including the reduced in size of additional planting proposed around the boundary of the solar farm. Ashford Borough Council will now decide whether to approve the proposal, a decision which is expected later this year. If approved, construction would likely start 2023 and bring a number of local jobs to the local community. So, interesting to see how this progresses and whether it will be finally granted permission for construction. More news on the solar side, and Norwegian company Scatec, the number of companies, Scatec, Equinor, Hydrorain have all started construction of the 531 megawatt solar farm in Brazil. The Norwegian partnership have also signed a 20-year US dollar-dominated power purchase agreement, PPA, with Alunorte, a supplier of aluminium for the aluminium industry, for approximately 60% of the expected power produced. The remaining volume will be sold to the Brazilian power market. The partners are now placing orders for key components and starting site preparation activities. The estimated capital expenditure for this project, named the Amendium Solar Farm, will be in the region of $430 million to be financed by a mix of non-resource project debt and equity from partners. Scatec Chief Executive Jerzy Puskov recently commented that the investment is a key milestone in delivering on our strategy and will strengthen our position in the major renewable energy market growth with strong partners including Equinor and Hydrorain. Brazil's solar energy is expected to further accelerate, and we are pleased to move ahead with the exciting project that will help power over 620,000 households in Brazil. Really good news there. And some final news on the solar side, closer to home again, back in the UK. Octopus Renewables They have brought a 68 megawatt PV plant in England. AGR Renewables has sold the plant to Octopus. Breach is expected to have 50 megawatts of batteries installed. Breach is the name of the project, I should say. Breach Solar Farm in Cambridgeshire. The scheduled date of energization is mid-2023. And the project is currently at the ready to build stage with Goldbeck Solar as the main EPC contractor. Moving on to some wind energy news, IMATA are starting on their construction of the 132 megawatt Finnish wind quartet. As I said, wind quartet, four wind farms in Finland, totaling 132 megawatts. The total investment is approximately 200 million euros, of which ARP share is 135 million. The wind farm will have an estimated production capacity of in the region of 430 gigawatts of hours a year. Commercial operation for all four projects is expected to be in the first quarter of 2024. Vestas turbines, they're going to be the OEM manufacturer for this plant. The contract itself will include turbine delivery, installation, commissioning, along with a service agreement covering several decades for all four projects. Really good news there. Some final news on the wind sector and Siemens Gamesa. They have stricken a deal for 50 megawatt Spanish turbine deal. They have signed contract with Turkish energy investor Kinesis Energy in Spain. For a 50 megawatt farm in the north of the country. The wind farm will be equipped with 10 Siemens Gamesa machines and expected to be commissioned in the first half of 2024. The contract also includes the maintenance of turbines for a period of 25 years, and construction of the wind farm will boost the activity of Siemens Gamesa plants in Spain, as the 10 nacelles will be assembled in the Aguilda Soria plant. That, my friends, concludes this week in renewables. It's a bit of a heat wave here in Europe, so good news for solar, I suppose. As always, don't forget to like, comment and share. I've been your host, Mr. Deji Ogunshola. Have a wonderful week. Don't forget to keep it green, keep it clean. Thank you very much. Take care. Goodbye.